Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to Miracle Moment. This is the new mommy season that will absolutely rock your world, up-level your mama game, and skyrocket your business. I'm your host, Ray Ireland, and brand new mama. Like every new mama out there, I enjoyed those quiet, precious moments of those first few months. But after that, there was this stirring in my heart to lean back into business and activate my entrepreneurial brain. I went into a business partnership with a financially failing podcast production company and turned it into a multi-six-figure production house with over 65 million downloads in just a few months. It's been a roller coaster, and I've learned some unforgettable lessons. As a mompreneur, I know how challenging it can be to balance work, family, and self-care and still see the everyday miracles. So each week, I'll share stories of women who have defied the odds to pursue their dreams of motherhood while also building successful businesses. This show will open your eyes so you can see the miracles around you. With more awareness, more miracles will show up. Light a fire in your soul, mamas. You deserve it. There has been something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and I've been in the witnessing of it, and I think I'm finally ready to share, which is the journey of getting to grow alongside your child, your baby. This happened a few months ago, and I've just been witnessing it before I wanted to bring it into one of these episodes into my community, which is I was watching Rafa crawl. And I remember when I first started watching him crawl, I was just amazed that he innately knew what to do. I don't feel like I was really crawling on the ground before he learned how to crawl. After, yes, of course, we were always playing and stuff. But I thought it was just amazing that babies, like when they're on their belly, they look up and they push up because they want to see mama. And then they want to grab something. So they move their hand and they realize that they can become mobile. So it's this really fascinating thing to watch and witness a baby learn how to use their body and how to see their own power, even in just these small, beautiful ways from the very beginning of their life. So fast forward, Rafa starts to stand and I'm watching him and he's realizing that he's standing for the first time, still holding on to things. But I remember when he started taking his hand off of whatever he was holding and he looked at me in amazement. He didn't realize that he could stand. Now imagine being in his shoes or in your own shoes as a child, where you're watching all these other adults and humans and even other kids stand around you, but you're on the ground, you're crawling. And all of a sudden, one day you realize that you can actually stand too. Wild. Fast forward. We start standing. We start taking off our hands from whatever we're holding on, the table, the chair, mom's leg. You take a step. Imagine that. You've been watching. Now at this point, it gets really interesting because there's lots of kids and lots of babies and toddlers that are Rafa's age now that already are walking. So he's in these social settings watching other toddlers that are his size standing up and walking around. And so all of a sudden, he's looking around and he's, okay, let me try right foot. Wow, left foot. Oh my gosh, I can get to the other side of the room if I do this. This is what I've been watching mama do. This is what I've been watching dada do. And so as I've been witnessing this journey, and to preface it, he is not walking yet on his own. So we're very close. It's an any day sort of thing. But the amazing journey, and I think this journey is just going to continue with being a mom, but it's something that I want to remind my entrepreneurs out there that are not moms yet, is the innate power and knowledge and wisdom that we have within us. So I was first thinking about this in terms of money, because I think it's something that can be a little bit sticky. Like if you grew up in an environment where money wasn't talked about, you didn't really learn about money, you had to figure it out yourself, which I honestly do feel a lot of entrepreneurs' journeys, you have to figure it out. You have to figure out how to invest. You have to figure out what to invest in. You have to fail many times, right? Fall on your butt, literally, and keep getting up and figuring it out. And so there's some key things that I think really help us as entrepreneurs that are really carving out our own paths, doing something new, but also not doing something that new. Hey there, fabulous mamapreneurs. I've got something super special for you. Introducing Giggles and Growth, hilarious reflection prompts for the mamapreneur. So just picture this. You're journaling your way through prompts that have you giggling and reflecting like never before. Ever wondered what your business would say if it could talk? Or how about sharing the funniest thing your kids have ever said about your work? But here's the best part. These prompts aren't just about having a good laugh. They're an incredible investment in yourself and your journey as a mompreneur. Taking time for giggles and growth means giving yourself the gift of self-discovery, clarity, and personal growth. As you reflect on these entertaining prompts, you'll gain valuable insights into your business, your role as a mom and as an entrepreneur, and even find hidden gems of wisdom. And the cherry on top? It's absolutely free. No cost, no catch, just a joy-filled opportunity to embrace laughter while empowering yourself. So what are you waiting for? Unleash your laughter and embrace the growth with Giggles and Growth. Click the link in the show notes or visit www.rayireland.com/giggles-and-growth to grab your copy now. Let's make your entrepreneurial journey even more fabulous. Get your Giggles and Growth freebie today, mamas. You deserve it. And that's the thing that I want to break down in this episode is that just like walking or crawling, we have been doing this for hundreds of thousands of years. So why would we not be able to stand or walk? And yet, as a baby, as a toddler, like even if everything is connected, you have your muscles, you have your body strength, you have your brain development, like it's already there. What is that piece before the last piece kicks in? What is that piece that says, I can't do it? Even though I see everyone else, I can't do it. And so same thing for entrepreneurship. It's just so fascinating because the world was created by entrepreneurs after God. God created man, woman, and the world. And then what did we do with it? We created from there. We created with our hands and our brains and our bodies. And so there's always been entrepreneurs. And we've always figured out a way of trade and commerce and money. So why do we feel like I can't do this or I can't figure this out? And so a few things that I would love to remind you all, as I have been reminding myself, witnessing Rafa in this beautiful growth and trajectory, is a few key pieces. So when you already have people around you, it may not be clicking that you can do it. And that's okay, because subconsciously you're actually taking in the knowledge and the wisdom of I can and I am the whole time. And at some point, it's going to click. It's going to make sense. So knowing that, another piece is I think when we start to realize and we do see the people around us and we realize, wait, why am I not doing what they're doing? I think there comes a time of grace and understanding. I've watched Rafa get so frustrated that he almost wants to bang his head into a wall because he can't do what he wants to do. And isn't that a part of our human experience? Witnessing my son go through that frustration makes me realize, what can I do with myself while I'm in those frustration moments? So is it sing? Is it be kind? Is it get frustrated and release some energy? Is it get up and try again? The amount of times that I've watched him fall over and hurt himself and get back up has been so inspiring. And I really hope that is the heart of the entrepreneur, who you are being, is to be the one that wants to get up and go again and try again and just be okay with it, really. One thing that I do think helps him be okay with it is the art of distraction. So, of course, as entrepreneurs, we talk about distraction often in terms of trying to not be distracted so that way we can be present. But actually, I think in this time and in this conversation, it's important to talk about distraction because distraction is actually so helpful. Distraction will allow you to go around or outside of what your brain is telling you is possible and what's normal and what's real. And so I've noticed that, say, Rafa, when he wanted to crawl, maybe he'd get frustrated because he couldn't crawl. But then all of a sudden, if I would say, it's nursery time or here's some milk, here's a bottle, he would crawl immediately because he was distracted because he was more connected to his why and less connected to the actual experience that he was going through. Whether that was painful or tough or challenging, he had enough drive towards what he wanted. And same thing, of course, is when we have enough drive away from what we don't want. So those are just some quick little tips that I wanted to share around the journey of growth and evolution as an entrepreneur from the eyes of a baby. I think those are our greatest teachers, and they're coming in to lead the planet after us and probably during us and while we're here. And we get to team up with them and continue to learn and evolve alongside of these precious, precious babies. Hey, mamas. That's a wrap for another epic episode on Miracle Moment, the new mommy season. Catch me on the internet at Ray Ireland, sharing this wild mompreneur life. And don't forget to check out www.rayireland.com/freebies for all the resources and support while building your soul-aligned business. Are you feeling the miracles coming your way? Stay blessed, ride this miracle vibe all day long, and remember, it's all about the journey. Catch you on the next episode.